Hey guys, what's up? I had such a great conversation with Didi Kai. I say that all the time, but that's because these guests I have are amazing. So she has a beautiful program called Fit to Profit, and she talks about how your self-worth is your net worth. And she really is dedicated to empowering CEOs, especially women CEOs, and empowering them to really get rid of all the garbage inside of them and live unapologetically in their space and really start profiting what it is they're putting out in the world. I freaking love that. I love everything about her. She has such great energy, everything. Even like her kid was banging on the door. It was so cute. And she's like, okay, this is real life, y'all. This is real life for an entrepreneur. Your kid does not know that you are in the middle of a podcast. They are knocking on the door. I freaking love everything about this. So you're going to love this. I'm going to go ahead and you check it out. What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am stoked you're here, as always, because you guys are freaking awesome, and you know I love you. And I love you so much because you guys just keep downloading and putting me on the map, and I am so grateful for you. And you know that I go around this freaking awesome planet of ours finding the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. So today, all right, y'all, buckle up, okay? Because we're not only transforming our mind, we're transforming our bodies, we're transforming the whole thing. I have Didi Kai here. Didi is the founder and performance coach of Fit to Profit with over 15 years of experience in the health and wellness industry. She expertly combines psychology, cognitive science, holistic wellness, all that, y'all, to help all these entrepreneurs achieve peak performance in their lives and in their business. And I know you guys are listening because I know all of y'all are in business somehow, whether you're a solopreneur, entrepreneur, or something. Y'all doing something out there. And Didi believes that self-worth equals the net worth. You heard that right. The self-worth equals net worth. Okay, so pay attention. Are y'all listening? All right, this is a dedicated, empowering woman, and she wants to help all of y'all live up to your full potential unapologetically. Okay, so today we're going to explore topics on holistic wellness for entrepreneurs, the connection of self-worth and net worth, empowering women in business, cultivating entrepreneurial mindset, and on and on and on. Because when you got a pro, you got a pro. Okay, so Didi, welcome to the show. It is good to see you. Thank you for being here.
Oh my goodness. I am so delighted to be here, Nina. Oh my goodness. And yes, all of the above and more. So I'm so excited. Same here. I'm so excited to have a conversation, have fun, and truly share what is not talked about, right, in the entrepreneurship industry. Like, there's so many things that people make it seem like it's all rainbows and unicorns all of the time. But yes, indeed, and there's the other stuff in the background too. So I'm here to give you all whatever it is you all need to succeed from the inside out.
You know, and Didi, that's so important. I want the audience to get to know you, but I did want to throw in there that, you know, for a long time when I was in corporate world and I climbed the corporate ladder and the whole thing, I really hyper-focused on the job, right? I hyper-focused on the performance and what I did to the point of having autoimmune conditions. Like, the stress level was so high, right? The weight gain, the autoimmune conditions, like all of that stuff is a real thing, especially for like purpose-driven people, right? Because they're so focused on like, oh, I got to do this so well, so much that we tend to leave ourselves in the back burner. So before I get into all that with you, Didi, because I do want to get into it, is who are you though? Who are you, woman? Share that with us. Who are you?
Well, you know, I wasn't just that girl off the street and became successful. Truly, what you said is exactly my story, was that I started building the American dream, being the first generation immigrant, right? Like, putting all of my money in building my own business because I didn't last in the corporate world. Short-lived for 6 months. And so I went into business with my mother in the brick and mortar industry. And the American dream quickly became the American nightmare, mm-hmm. where I found myself working 18-hour days. It was salon, then salon industry and restaurant industry. So imagine, you know, those businesses, you have to be there day in, day out. Oh, yeah. Wearing all of the different hats you can imagine. So yeah, honestly, this business now, Fit to Profit, honestly was built with that intention from the past where I got completely burnt out like you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thank goodness it wasn't physical for me when it comes to autoimmune and whatnot, but truly I was depressed and anxious in silence. So like no one knew. I put a smile on my face as if everything was great from the outside, and it was, but it wasn't from the inside. Like I was emotionally drained. I was mentally defeated. I just hated myself for it. So, you know, but, you know, every obstacle is an opportunity to become better. I learned what not to do now. So I've made all the mistakes. So you, whoever is listening to you, don't have to. Right. And so it's a personal journey, honestly, if it's a profit. Mm-hmm. Born from the space of, yes, I have to be mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually fit to be. And so I'm with you 100%. And that's exactly who I am today. I'm a performance coach from all different areas where it's holistic, and success has to be holistic, right? Yeah. And it can't be climbing the ladder or hitting revenue goals, et cetera, and things like that, and neglecting your own personal health or your relationships. Mm-hmm. Because why start a business in the first place when you have to sacrifice everything else that matters in life? And so, yes, today I have to say I'm a proud mama of two. I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old. I've been happily together with my husband, married for 11, totally together for 17 years. I mean, I've healed, you name it, like, all
that's so good.
I wouldn't say all of the emotional barriers, but most to be where I am. And truly, Fit to Profit has been a personal journey of mine. And it's my mission to really teach women how to build wealth from the inside out.
And truly, I love it.
Truly, your self-worth truly is your net worth. Because unless as an entrepreneur, you're charging your worth, you're not making money. Right.
Like,
You're thinking that, oh, my work is so noble, I should do it for free. No. Yeah. If you can't sustain yourself, how are you going to sustain others? Like if your cup is empty, how are you going to fill other people's cups? If you're sick, who is going to work your business and who's going to help the others? No one. So
That's really, really good. No, I love that. I love that. And, you know, I couldn't agree with all of that more, right? I think that's one of the things, like, when it's so funny when I'm coaching women and they're like, oh, I think I'm going to, I said, no. So what we're not going to do is keep giving our stuff away for free. That's what we're not going to do. And they're like, like they're freaking out, like, because now they have to put value, which they have. They're putting all their value, but they don't see themselves as valuable. So they're just giving the value, all their genius away for free. And I think free content is great. Don't get me wrong, but not to the point of your demise. You know, if you are giving away so much that now you are depleted, like you said, and your cup is empty, you cannot perform. I don't care what you try to do. You just can't, right? And so I love that you're doing that. And I love that that's your mission. I actually, you know, did 20 years in the food industry, right? So I've owned my own company and I ran restaurants and stuff. And that's what I mean. Like I climbed that and became director of culinary and all that great stuff. And it's been great. But at some point you are okay. And trying to be like an entrepreneur while doing that is a lot. And so what do you remember that moment for you though? Like what was that burnt moment when you were like, I can't, like I'm done. Like, what was that moment? Do you remember it?
Oh my gosh. I can tell you, it was so weird. We were on vacation in Europe. It was just my husband and I, we were dating each other then. And I just couldn't be present with each other. Like I was like waiting for my meal to come. It was a really nice French restaurant and, you know, everything was beautiful. And my boyfriend was there and we're like, oh my gosh, this is like the best vacation I've ever wanted to go to Europe. I'm in Paris. Come on.
Right.
But I kept pulling out my phone because I was waiting for a fire to put out.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I was like, no. This is not the definition of freedom. Right. I am so chained to this phone. I'm so chained to this business. And that was, I have to say, that was the moment I came back and I was like, that was not a vacation. Something has to change. Yeah. And I think that was one of the biggest moments for me was like, there was no freedom whatsoever. It was not, by then that moment was like, this is a nightmare. Like, things have to change. And so, I want to say soon after that was when I had a conversation. My mom was my business partner. And so I had to have a real conversation with her and told her, Mom, I don't believe this is my future. And she's like, honey, you know, if you're not happy, you know, then let's not renew the lease. Let's call it done. And and that's exactly the moment. And that was when I decided I need to do something else because this is not my definition of, you know, freedom at all.
Right. Right. But you know what it is too? I think a lot of us, and you know, now that you've been in the entrepreneur space and the people who are coming into the space are being lied to so much, you know, about like, oh, you know, in 30 days, you're going to be working 2 hours a week. Yay. Bullshit. Okay. I call bullshit on that. It's not true. Now, can you have balance and on a holistic approach? Yes. But to think that you are going to walk into any kind of entrepreneurial role and work 2 hours a week is not true. It's just not true. And the people that I suppose, some of the people that have been in my life who are billionaires work their tails off, right? Maybe they're not working to the point of being sick, you know, the way I was in my career, right? But they are still working. They are still very much involved in their businesses and what they're building. But Didi, I think one of the things that happens is we become solopreneurs and we think we're business owners. And that's not the same thing.
Yes. Right? So, oh my gosh. We call them wanpreneurs, right? Like entrepreneurs. So...
Yeah. Right. So what did you do then? So like you stopped the lease, you stopped the, like, what the frick did you do after that? What was the next step?
It's honestly a great question. And I'm pretty spiritual for a reason now, because in reflection to everything that have happened to me, this whole thing has been a spiritual experience. Let me tell you that.
So good. So good.
Yes. Yeah. And so right after that, I basically said, you know what? I'm going to take a big step back. I'm not going to decide on anything right now. The only decision I need to make is I'm going to need to take care of me. Right. Mm-hmm. And right around that same time was when my husband, now my boyfriend, proposed. So I said, okay, great. You know, that's a new beginning. Perhaps I'm going to focus on me. I'm going to focus on us, because I've neglected us like so many years before. So, and tragedy happens, right? Like there's always the ups and then the downs. And we were engaged, and short engagement, we were getting married. And unfortunately, tragedy hits. I lost my best friend to suicide the week of my life.
I'm sorry. Oh.
So I had to share that detail because it was such an awakening. Mm-hmm. And I lost her because she couldn't see a way out. She didn't see the amazing, incredible version of herself the way I saw her, the way everyone saw her.
Right.
And reminded me, oh my gosh, this is me, but I'm alive, right? Like I am trying to take care of myself. And that was when for the first time I was honest with myself that I was actually depressed and anxious too.
Mm-hmm. That's deep.
You guys too, like the fact that I was, you know, depressed and things like that. And that's when I decided, wow, okay, I really need to take care of this thing first, which I took care of that and I got married and things like that. And then I just started taking care of myself and enrolled myself in the holistic health coaching program. And then when I did that, I was introduced to the coaching industry. So yes, I was so excited to have found the coaching industry. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is a gold mine. This is exactly what I want to do. It came full circle because I wanted to be a therapist when I was in college.
Right.
And I started pitching my holistic health coaching programs and nothing happened. No one wanted to buy my coaching.
So real. That is so real.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, what am I supposed to do? And interestingly, I had my very first three clients were like, well, I don't need holistic health coaching, but I wanted to start my business is. Will you help me? I was like, yes, absolutely. I can just teach you what I discovered in my own journey. And that's exactly how I fell into business development and business coaching. Through the years of actually working with them, when I shifted to Fit to Profit, and here is why it makes a lot of sense to why we changed the business name, is that all of my clients were suffering from why procrastination, self-doubt, et cetera, and things like that. So it has everything to do with mindset. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what I didn't know then, but until then, when I was digging deeper, I was like, well, of course, business is 80% mindset. And these entrepreneurs were just grinding and grinding, doing the strategy and trying to like bang their heads against the wall, but they're not taking care of themselves on the other levels.
Right, right.
That's why Fit to Profit was born, was like, ladies, you need to take care of yourself physically. You're not sleeping, you're not eating, you're not drinking water, and you're not emotionally supported, and you have all these limiting beliefs on all of this junk, you know, like head trash that you're going through. So of course you're not. So
hence I love that.
Why, you know, Fit to Profit was born with the intention to really teach entrepreneurs, especially women, to listen, you have to value yourself first if you're going to sell anything.
Right. Yes. Yes.
You have to buy yourself first. So, and so that's how I basically transitioned into, yes, business development, but more so taking care of people from a really mindset level and holistically. And now I can definitely say that my area would definitely be around helping entrepreneurs learn how to build the self-confidence from the inside out to charge their worth so they can make the money that they deserve. So
That's awesome. And did you find that you then started to align with your clients? Like you started to open, like everything started to open up a little bit when you found what your thing is?
Absolutely. And and the conversations were so, I would say, seamless. I never really have to sell the thing. That's what it is. And but the truth is, like you said, it's you don't know what the right combination of things are until you actually just do the things. Do it wrong, get the feedback. I don't even call like bad decisions or anything like that anymore. It's just feedback. You're not going to be able to adjust and adapt and do what you make the changes you need to move your business forward. And so I think I'm just have been rolling with the punches, figure it out. Like, go as far as you can go. Take that next step, and then the next step will appear. If I have anything to anyone who is trying to start a business or trying to grow a business, listen, sister, there's no magic pill. I'm sorry. But there is taking action and being relentless with going after your dreams and whatever it needs to be, And just keep at it. Like, you just don't give up. It's a matter of when everyone is going to be successful unless they keep going. So.
Yeah, that's so good, right? Because, you know, me and you align a lot in this. I do it in a different approach. So same thing. I started my coaching business, Crickets. I'm like, what? I'm so damn good at what I do. What the hell was wrong with y'all people? Listen to me, I'm here. But you know, what happened was, is I started to realize who was coming to me, and who was coming to me were women who really have this wisdom inside of them and wanted to create coaching business, but weren't sure how to do it. Now I already was doing it, so I knew how to do it. So I do something from launch, from ideation to launch. That's what I help them with, right? But in that process, I do the same thing, Didi. I have like a whole academy that does like inner child work and, you know, trauma stuff and how do we overcome that and shifting belief systems, because I have my master or certification in neuro-linguistic programming, right? So it's a lot about that. It's the same thing, Didi. I love that you're focusing on the entrepreneur, because we do get stuck in our own way. And one of the things I do even in my program, the women who are with me, especially like two or three of them have been with me for like 2-3 years, because they keep re-signing up to stay with me, because I don't leave them. I just don't believe in leaving people out here by themselves. You know, people are, you know, like you, Didi, like me, we start, you get a coach or whatever, but once that contract's over, you barely have that help anymore. And you're kind of sitting there like, holy crap. Like, you know, what do I do next type of thing, right? And so I love that you have found your niche and your sweet spot with people. And I know that this resonates to a lot of people, because I speak to a lot of people like this, right? Who are getting burnt out. And because what happens is, Didi, that we leave a job, because we're all employees, right? But we leave the employee job to then be an employee in our own business. You know, we're not business owners. We're just an employee in a business. You know, now we're just worse, a little worse off because now we don't have the systems in place either. So now we don't have the systems in place. We don't know what to do on social media. We have no idea how to market. And we're doing it alone as an employee, right? And that's what happens, right? So most of us come into this, like you said, thinking it's going to be like rainbows and unicorns. And we find out that the rainbow and the unicorn, they've been shot. The unicorn is shot. The unicorn does not exist. So tell me about like okay. So there's a lot of entrepreneurs that listen to this, Didi, and they might want to work with you. So tell me how you would encourage someone to at least start this process, or maybe something that you could say to an entrepreneur who isn't taking care of themselves right now from the inside, right? What do you say to that entrepreneur? Like, how can they get going or started?
Yeah, so I would say if they already have started their business, they got the biggest thing out of the way, right? Like a lot of people, the biggest fear is starting something new because of the unknown, because of the uncertainty. If you have already started and if you already are an entrepreneur, that is 80% of the game, right? Now you get to really focus on, okay, now that I'm an entrepreneur, what does it take for me to go the long run, right? It's not a sprint. What takes me out there on the road to compare myself or to basically compete with my competitors? Guess what? Survival of the fitness, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like you're driving. If you're one of the tires is flat, mm-hmm, how far mm-hmm are you? Right? Mm-hmm. So that's just like an entrepreneur who is running a business but not taking care of themselves. Because God forbid you get sick, that's money out the door, right? And right. I would say that, why are you in it in the first place? I would ask them that. And yes, whether it's money, great. Like that's why, you know, small business is the really big population. By all means, that's a good way to start. But at the same time, often most of us start businesses with the goal of being free, whether it's financially free, for me it's location free, like I don't want anybody to control my schedule, whatever that looks like. You have to focus on yourself because if you're not clear-minded, you can't make business-related decisions. Mm-hmm. You can't make decisions. You can't be coaching people with an empty cup. Like when you are showing up to a call all frazzled and all, you know, anxious and tired, like you can't produce. And that's not adding value to your life or the other person's life. So I would say to an entrepreneur who are not taking care of themselves, you can already see it. The symptom is your revenue is probably stagnated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. That's really good.
Or you have the ups and downs.
Because
the goal is what? How can you be consistent?
Right. Exactly.
And those are just outward symptoms. So honestly, that's exactly my journey, right? Mm-hmm. Like I ran my business. It was all great and dandy until like the 5 years. And then it just dips because I was burnt out. Like I didn't want to show up. I didn't want to do all of the things. So you got to ask yourself, like, are you in it for the long run? And are you experiencing these symptoms, this dips up and down or stagnation, or you waking up one morning like, oh my gosh, why am I doing this? If you ever have that, it's time to check in with yourself. You need to fill your cup. You need to reset the foundation because the foundation is not built. It's going to tumble. It's like building a business on quicksand. Like, I mean, if you're not taking care of yourself, you can't compete with other entrepreneurs.
Right. But you don't even want to show up anyway. Right. And see, here's the thing too. Like I want people to listen to you because that just makes 1,000% sense. And also understand y'all, you know, don't also just kind of give up on something you've been dreaming about because it's not working. It could just be you and not the idea. Wow. You know, a lot of times, you know, right. A lot of times we are also not, we are maybe some hidden fears, some hidden shame, some hidden anxiety or anger. So there's some stuff that's sometimes hidden that really becomes a wall to where it is you want to go. And you might have a phenomenal idea, but you're executing it completely wrong and at a place of emptiness, right? Because that's what happened to me, like in 2018 or whatever it was. I was definitely performing at a place of emptiness and getting burnt out, right? And it wasn't until I started saying, you know, what am I doing? What is happening here? Check in with me, started looking at my language and how I talk and what I was saying, right? And how I was showing up with my own self. And I'm like, this has to end, because otherwise I'm never going to do or be what it is I want, and constantly going to blame the other thing, whatever the other thing is, right?
Absolutely.
So what is your fit to profit look like? Like, what does that program look like when somebody's listening right now and they're probably like, you know, I really like what she's saying, but what does this feel like, look like? Talk to me about Fit to Profit.
So Fit to Profit, we have a mindset mastery program right now, is where you can literally hit your first six figures in 90 days. If you follow our 90-day protocol, and it gets you to get physically, mentally, emotionally, and definitely spiritually fit. And we hit all of the mental barriers, you name it, self-doubt, you know, self-procrastination, right? Imposter syndrome, like all of the things that when during execution, when you're taking action, these barriers come up. Right. So it's not so much the strategy anymore, which I've done for a long time. But now it's like really taking care of the CEO and why she's not taking the action to actually implement to get the results. So that's what we do, is essentially kind of like a boot camp in 90 days, because we do believe that you have the strategy. You have to have also at least 45 to 60 days to implement it for it to actually work. And our system usually works, get people to move into the right direction, adapt the foundation, you know, within the first 30 days, but then it's continuation. We all can focus on consistency. It's not like we'll give you a tool and then depend on you, but it's give you the tool, hold your hands for the time being, make sure that you're operating from the highest level. Then from there, you decide what you want to do with that. But it's like, we'll give you basically runway with it, like with the method, to make sure that you are supported through the process. And usually by then you should have a great foundation already and you can continue working with us. I actually, just like you too, Nina, have clients who've been working with us for over 3 years, but new level, new devil.
New level, new goals. Exactly.
You have to be able to step into the new role of, you know, making our focus right now with this program is, yes, make your first $100,000. But at the same time, what about after that? Like, can you be consistent with that? And then can you double that, right? It's all about having the right mindset for that next level of success.
Yeah, 100%. And so, okay. So, and it's for women, right? Is it just for women, right?
Women entrepreneurs, yes.
Okay. So these women entrepreneurs, and because we get stuck in our own stupid head, we really, really do. And I don't mean to call us stupid, because that's not what I mean, but you know what I'm saying. We go around this circle and we get stuck in our own heads emotionally, you know, spiritually, physically. We just get stuck in our own heads. We have a lot of going on. We have our families, we have the house, we have the jobs, we have the career, we have the business, we have whatever. And so, you know what, ladies, let's start refocus. Let's start shift that focus back to where it needs to be. And a lot of that is just you, because if you get you right, you get everything else right. If you get you right, you get everything else right. And that's just the truth, right? That's
100% the case. Yeah.
100%.
Same thing, right? Like my story, I wasn't right. So I couldn't go on any longer. And the minute I reflect the mirror and started really focusing on myself, everything started working out. So yes, that's why your self-worth truly is your net worth. Unless you're willing to invest in yourself, no one's going to invest in you.
There you go.
You know, you have to put your money where your mouth is. Like, it's like, if you're going to ask someone to buy coaching from you, you have to spend the money to get the coaching for yourself.
Yes.
Right? You have to work on yourself first.
Yes. I love that. And very true. And, you know, and until you're ready, and I mean this, so anybody who's listening, until you're ready to invest in yourself, it is really hard for somebody to keep pouring into you when you are not even willing to invest in you. If you are not willing to invest in you, what happens is that is a barrier and a block. And so when somebody is trying anyway to invest in you, whether they're giving you free content or free advice or whatever have you, if you're not willing to invest in you, then you are not putting skin in the game. What happens is it falls into what I call, you know, or even like I read the Bible. So whatever, what falls into the Bible in the cracks and it dies, right? So the stuff was good when you received it, but then you just let it kind of dry out. Didi, how many people have I spoken to that have all the courses ever of everyone who's ever gotten a course and has implemented zero, right? Because unless you are willing to invest in you, you won't even invest the time. Let's just keep it real.
100%.
Okay. Let's just keep it real. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We show up where the money is. We show up for that.
Yes,
right? Exactly. So we'll show up for an employer. Yeah.
The course, go ahead. Whatever it is. And if they haven't found the success yet, it's not the course. It's not the coaching program. It's guess what? You're the only variable here.
Right.
Why are other people who have taken the same course or the same program and they were successful? So that's something that people are not being exposed to. It's just like, like they're not willing to call themselves out. Hey, I'm willing to because I invested way so much money at the beginning, but I didn't find success because I was not focused on me. I was focused on the strategy.
Yeah. Same.
And it didn't work.
You know, it doesn't, because if you're not going to invest in you or show up or admit that you got some stuff going on, like you got to actually be accountable to you. And see, Didi, the thing that, and I love what you're doing with the mindset work, because the thing that happens is we don't call ourselves out on the carpet. We don't call our shit out. Okay. And you got to do that. Like, if you know you're not showing up and doing your thing, you know you're not showing up and doing your thing. So stop blaming your coach. Stop blaming your employer. Stop blaming your boyfriend. Stop blaming your family. Stop blaming everybody. Because if you didn't show up and you didn't put your own stuff out on the carpet, that's on you. And, you know, as entrepreneurs, though, let's stop playing these little games. If you're an entrepreneur, then be an entrepreneur. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't say you're an entrepreneur, but then you act like an employee. Change it up. You got to change how you feel. I mean, let me tell you, I talk to myself like this too, DDH. I don't just talk to people like this. I talk to me like this.
100%. Yeah. I have conversations with myself all the time. It's like, why are you procrastinating? I mean, you say you want this XYZ. Why are you not doing the work?
Right. Ain't nobody gonna rescue you, Dee Dee. Ain't nobody rescuing you either. That's the best. That's like the worst part. Like, I wish somebody rescued my ass, but it don't happen. So, yeah. Dee Dee, before we wrap up, because I really love you, your energy, everything about you. So I can stay out here forever, ever. But let us know how the people who are listening, especially these women who are listening, who are really driven and want to do things and just are stuck in their own head and in their own way, how do they get in contact with you? How do they work with you?
Yeah. So find me on our website, which is fittoprofit.com. So www.fittoprofit spelled out FITTOFPROFIT.com. Didi Kai is as it is on screen. You can find me on Instagram, also LinkedIn, and also Facebook. And just, I have also the newsletter to be a part of our community. Click on the link and we'll have your information and you have my contact directly once you have that. And yes, my next program is being launched August 15th. Not sure when this is being aired, but we are doing that biannually to really selective entrepreneurs who are really looking to level up, right? Like make your first $100,000 and beyond in a 90 days program. We're so pumped about it. I mean, again, like all of my life in coaching and everything that I have ever learned is in this program to really help get things moving, you know, for your life, but ultimately to just get you to really see your true potential when you choose to pick your heart and mind and everything into it. Because no one is going to do it for you and you have the opportunity now, right? So that's how they can find me. And again, I challenge you, right? Like if you nothing has worked up until this point, guess what? It's time to focus on you.
Yeah, I was going to say, oops, it's you. Oopsies. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today, Didi. I really appreciate your time, your energy, your mind, all of that. I'm really grateful you came on. Thanks for being here.
Same thing. Thanks so much, Nina, too, for just holding the space for all of us doing this work, putting like all voices out there. Just like, you know, right? Entrepreneurship is all about lifting each other up and speaking for yourself, but in turn, speaking for the other women, too. So I appreciate you for having the show, for having me on. doing all of this work. Thank you.
Thank you. And you know, it's true. I really made this podcast so that I can highlight others. You know, I had a coach on once and she was like, but don't you kind of do the same thing I do? I'm like, yeah. And she goes, well, I'm like, no, this is about a conversation, authentic conversation. If people jive with you, they're going to you. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really good. And the truth of the matter is the more people that I network with and love on and uplift and so and support and whatever, they'll do the same for me. And that's all we can ask for. You know 100%. What I'm saying? So that's how I see it.
Yep. There's enough for all of us. Each and every one of us has something special to share with the world. So why not do it collectively? Like, that's right. Like, I am same. 100% with collaboration over competition. If anything, if people like you more, oh my gosh, amazing. Because I guess what? I can't help you. If I can't help you, I want some. You go to someone else that can help you, right?
Oh my God, yeah. I've referred people to other people. Like, as soon as I talk to somebody, I'm like, you know what? I'm not the right coach for you, but I think I know who may be the right coach for you. You know what I'm saying? Because the whole point for me is that that person in front of me gets help and that they end up expanding and moving forward. Listen, not everybody's helping people like me, helping people from concept to launch, right? Other people are doing other things, more internal work, more mindset work, more breath work, more whatever work, right? The whole point is we're supposed to love on each other and support each other. And especially as entrepreneurs and coaches out here, because these streets are dangerous out here. Okay.
I want more friends instead of enemies, for sure, Nina.
For sure, Dee Dee. Yes. Thank you for being here. And guys, thank you for hanging out with me and Dee Dee. This was great, wasn't it? Make sure that you guys look at the information below, because I'm going to link all of Dee Dee's info below so that you guys can contact her. And y'all, seriously, I mean, we're joking, but not joking. If there's too many things that are going on that are really stopping you, you need to check you, because it's probably somewhere you're looking at, afraid of, don't want to conquer, don't want to go through it, too embarrassed about, whatever those things are. Because as entrepreneurs, ain't nobody gonna do it for you. There's nobody gonna do it for you. You have got to do it for you. And I promise you that once you break through that wall, you will win. You will win. All right. Make sure you guys love, share, subscribe, all that great stuff. You know the drill. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.